We are sitting here at Grasshopper HQ in the heart of New York City on a gorgeous day, and there is not a better day to be talking about fintech and banking and digital banking. And so without further ado, let's dive right in. Judith, we have had many conversations on these topics. I know it's something that we both feel very passionate about. As the financial service world as a whole has moved more and more on the digital side, the focus has really still been on retail and less on small businesses. Why do you think that is, and how are you addressing that?
So the retail side of banking is the most heavily regulated part of banking. Retail also is in general the part that supplies deposits to loan to banks so that they can turn around and make loans. It's their cost of capital. So it's easier for them to focus on a very large source of small deposits with having this big consumer base to focus on. Small businesses have different requirements than individuals do, not as heavily regulated, and they are very sticky deposits. And so banks don't necessarily feel like they need to invest because their small business clients will put up with it. It's really the biggest reason. My perspective, I've been a business banker for most of my career and know that these days entrepreneurs make their banking decisions in a very similar way than they do on their personal side. And so they're looking for a very strong user experience. They're looking for nimble behavior when they've got a question. They're looking to talk to a person. The banks haven't figured out how to do that at scale in the same way that they have on the retail side. Each business has snowflake-like requirements. Most banks really avoid snowflake-like requirements because that requires a lot of manual processing. It's error-prone, can make regulatory mistakes. So what we've looked to do here is to solve the same problems, but using technology to provide scale, to provide consistency without having to manage to that lowest common denominator.
And when you think, because like you said, at the end of the day, all these entrepreneurs are still people, how do the needs of a retail customer and a small business differ? What are some of those key aspects that differentiate the two?
You know, there's not a lot. Differences that their time is really restrained during the same business hours as a bank. An individual has the same capacity to ask questions and have needs on a 24-hour basis. Businesses are pretty much 8 to 5. They need to find their answers 8 to 5 from a bank because that's when bankers work. So instead, what we're trying to work on is a system that allows entrepreneurs to get everything they want 24 hours a day without necessarily needing to have a person. This is why branches have become less used by the clients. Usually you go into a branch because you can't get a question answered online or by phone because it's an extra effort to go into the branch. So if the client is being served well with an intuitive interface, getting everything they need, and knowing that if they pick up the phone and call someone, they're actually going to get a human to answer their questions, the need to come into a branch is less. And today, with the tools we have around video conferencing, and we are templatizing a lot of information to make it easier for these entrepreneurs to just keep doing what is actually going to make them money, which is not asking bankers questions. That's not going to make them any money.
So I would certainly make the argument that small businesses more than entrepreneurs really do care about their relationship with their bank. I mean, both small businesses and consumers, of course, do, but it's just a little bit different because the relationship is more complex. How are you thinking about, so we talked a little bit about the in-branch experience for more rural areas. There is that relationship where people actually enjoy that part of their day because they know Sally, you know, or Tim down at the branch. They have that relationship. They know their family. How are you thinking about replicating that from like a digital advisory perspective since there are no branches with Grasshopper?
That's right. No, it's a great question. It's one we think about all the time. Our central question we ask on any product or service is, what's the client experience going to be? And so I always think about time. You know, as an entrepreneur myself, time is the most inelastic resource I have. But you're right, I like the social side of it. I like knowing that if I pick up the phone and call a service provider, I know who I'm talking to. They already know and understand me. I don't have to explain everything for the 10th time. Isn't that so aggravating when you're talking with some of these big service providers? You talk to someone, they tell you, I don't know that, let me transfer you to someone who can do it. None of the information you just gave goes with that phone call. So you are repeating the same story over and over again until you finally get to potentially the fifth person who can answer that question. What if you call and you first of all know the name of the person you're calling, they know you, they know they can look at the relationship you have with the bank, know everything about it. We can see the last conversation we had. So when we pick up the phone with, you know, Nancy or Joe, whoever our entrepreneur is, we're picking up where we last left off and being able to give real answers and real advice is what can make the difference. And for entrepreneurs who are often not accountants, they're not financial people, they're operators, they're technologists, they're building a product or service, maybe they are business development people. So they don't even know the right questions to ask. So that is where having a true personal relationship, whether it's digitally enabled, we happen to use BlueJeans, but you know, being able to get on your phone and see who your banker is, get real information back. When was the last time you called the 800 number at your bank? Or even walked into a branch. I've heard stories about people walking into where they have their, I have one new client had $2 million at a big bank, just received it in a seed round, walked into the branch to get advice. And what did they do? They walked her out with a card, with a call center number on it, for her to go call because they did not have the skill set to answer that question. So what they could have done is sat them down at their desk with the 800 number and sat with them while they answered the question, but that doesn't fit the model in the branch these days of in and out, in and out.
Well, Judith, as always, a pleasure. Looking forward to see what happens next for Grasshopper and for the future of the space in general.
Absolutely, thanks so much. Joy talking to you.
Awesome.